Today's shiur is Masechet Menachos, Daf Nun Beis, and we will begin on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, we had learned the machlokes of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, that as we have been learning, the halacha is that a kohen gadol must bring every day a minchas chavitim. Machtzisai bebeiker, half was brought in the morning, and machtzisai ben abayim, the other half in the afternoon. And in our previous shiur, the Mishnah discussed the situation where the kohen gadol passed away. What is done until a new kohen gadol is appointed? One opinion was the opinion of Reb Shimon, that Mishal Tzibur, the Tzibur has to pay for the new Karban Mincha, for this Karban Mincha until a new Kohen Gadol is appointed. And the opinion of Rabbi Huda was that it came from Yarshim. We then, Be'ezer Hashem, learned the Gemara, and the Gemara explained that based on Psukim, both of these opinions. Asked the Gemara, the Sar of Shimon, is it indeed the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the Mishal Tzibur, the halacha that this carbon is brought from the tzibur, that it's a din midairaisa? But now, ask the Gemara, have we not learned a Mishnah in the Masechta Shkolah, where the Mishnah says, Omar Rav Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Bezdin, Bezdin made seven rules, and the Mishnah goes on to say, the Gemara refers to one rule that was made, that if a carbon was found, if an animal was found from the area of Migdal Eda towards Yerushalayim, a wandering animal, so the halacha is that if it's a zocher, if it's a male, we assume it's a carbon oila. If it's in the keva, we assume it's a shlomim. And as the Gemara there says, it's not only from Migdal Eda, but it's in any direction that distant. Because most people who brought kavanas to Yerushalayim, most people who brought animals in the direction of Yerushalayim were bringing kavanas. And the Gemara goes on to say there that originally it was the obligation of the person who found it to bring the nesachim along with it. But the Gemara says what happened was people were not interested in paying for the minchas nesachim. And they would leave the animal to wander. So that's why Bezdin made a rule that the funds for this Nesachim should come from the Tzibur. And I saw a Gevald Gevart from the Brisker Rav. He asks, why should the person who found these Minchas Nesachim, found this carbon, found this animal, be the one obligated to bring the carbon mincha along with it, the minchas nesachim along with it? It's not his carbon, so of course he shouldn't be obligated to bring the minchas nesachim. Says the Brisker Rav that the halacha of minchas nesachim is not a din that the person who owns the carbon has to bring the minchas nesachim, but rather the din of minchas nesachim is that the person who brings the carbon has to bring a minchas nesachim. And since that it was this individual who found the carbon and is going to bring the carbon, it now becomes his responsibility to bring the minchas nesachim. And then the Gemara continues teaching us, that the Mishnah continues teaching us there, Av Gecham Sheshalach Oilos from Dinas Hayam, and when Av Gechavim sent a carbon oil from Dinas Hayam, the halacha is that we do accept carbonus from non-Jews, because the pasuk says ish ish, and we learn from the word ish ish that we accept kabbonis from Akum. Furthermore, there's a machlokes, what kabbonis do we accept from Akum? All kabbonis, or only specific kabbonis, carbon oiler? This mission is obviously following the opinion that we only accept a carbon oiler from an Akum. So, Ayub Kacham Shasholach Elos Medina Sayam, he sent the carbon oiler from Medina Sayam, Shalach Iman Sachem, if he sent along. And as all the Rishonim point out, not that he actually sent along the Sochem, because we don't accept Nusachim from an Akum. The wine we don't accept from an Akum because the Akum is, the wine is either Yai Nesach or Stem Yainam. The other ingredients we wouldn't accept from an Akum, for we need to be concerned that perhaps he was metame those ingredients. It means the funds for the Nusachim he sends along, Krevi Mishaloi, we use his funds. Then laugh, but if he didn't send along the funds, Krevi Mishal Tzibur, we use the Tzibur funds to bring the Nusachim along with his carbon. The Mepharshim make 2 points. Number one, they say that the Mishnah is saying it came from Medina Sayyam. So they point out specifically when it came from Medina Sayyam, where there the Akum is far away, do we not take from the Akum, do we not take from him funds for the Nusachim? It could well be, although it was not that common, that if the Akum was living in Eretz Yisrael, we would actually ask him to give the funds. And moreover, the Mepharshim make the point, because even though by Jew there's a concept of kfiyah, we could demand from a Jew, we can't make those demands from an Akum. And since we can't make demands from an Akum, that's why the halacha by an Akum is, we have to pay for it. Furthermore, the Ken Ger Shemes V'niyah Zvachim, if a Ger died and he left over kabbonis that he had pledged, he left over animals that he had pledged for carbon, and we know with every carbon we have to bring Nesachim. So Yesh Dei Nesachim, if he had Nesachim, if he had already been magdish funds for the Nesachim, or he had been magdish specific ingredients for the Nesachim, Krev Mishaloi, we bring it from his own, we bring what he had designated. But if he had not designated anything before he passed away, Krev Mishal Tzibur, we bring from the Tzibur. And as the Mepharshim explained this Gemara, we know that every born Jew must have a relative. He has a close relative, so children, parents, uncles, aunts, cousins, but he's going to have a relative. A ger shenis gayer kikotn shenoyl dami. A ger could not have any relative, and since it could be possible that a ger should not have any relative, so if he passes away, we don't have from whom to take the nesachim from, and therefore it's the tzibur that has to pay for those nesachim to come along with the carbon that he had designated while he was still alive. There's a very fundamental machlokes in how to understand this Gemara. There are many Mepharshim that take the approach that this Gemara is following the opinion that Shibuda lav deraisa, that liens cannot be formed, are not midaraisa, and therefore there is no lien on the estate of the ger to bring the sochem along with the carbon that he had obligated to bring. And therefore the tzibur pays for these nesachim. How that is what I saw as the opinion. But if we hold shibuda daraisa, if we hold that liens are midaraisa, then there's a lien on this property to pay for these nesachim. And since there's a lien on this property to pay for these nesachim, that's where the money for the nesachim are taken from. That seems to be the way the stifler understands the sugya. But I saw from the Avni Nezer and from the Oinig Yontif that even if we hold Shibuda Deraisa, this is very much in line with what we discussed earlier in our shiur today, that even if we hold Shibuda Deraisa, when is there an obligation to bring the Sochem? The obligation to bring the Sochem only begins when the actual carbon is brought, not when the carbon is designated. And here, by the time the carbon is being brought, the ger is no longer alive, so that we certainly cannot create Shibudim, we cannot create liens on the assets of a person who's no longer alive. Furthermore, explain the Mepharshim, why is the halacha different by someone who passed away and did leave Yarshim? The data halacha is that the Yarshim have to bring the carbon and have to pay for the Nesachim that come along with the carbon. Explain the Mepharshim when we learned this in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim. The difference is that if Yarshim bring the carbon of their relative who passed away, even though the primary person who has kapara with that carbon is the person who designated the carbon, but the yarshim also have some sort of a kapara. So since the yarshim will also have some sort of kapara, that's why they're deserving of, they should pay for the nesachim. Here there are no yarshim that are going to have a kapara with this carbon, and therefore since they're not going to have any kapara with this carbon, there is no reason for anyone to have to pay for those nesachim. Now goes the Gemara to what it's relevant to our shir. The Tanai Bezdin, who? Continues Rav Shimon saying that there was a Tanai Bezdin, that Kohen Gadol Shemesh, that the Kohen Gadol passed away, the Laminu Kohen after Tachtav, and they have not yet appointed another Kohen, that the mincha comes from the tzibra. So we see from here that it's not a deraisa, as we assumed in our previous shir, but rather, this is a din, the Rabbanon. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Avua, Shtei Takanos Hava. So before we go further, ask the Sfasemis, Shtei Takanos Hava, there were two Takanos. Daraisa, Midaraisa, it should take a car from the Tzibur. However, Kivin the Kachaz of the Komitka Lishka, but they saw that the Lishka was a strain on the funds of Hegdish to have to pay for these Minchas until a new Kohen Gadol was appointed. The Kina del Gavim Yarshim. So that's when they said it should come from the Yarshim. And as the Mefarshim explained, we're referring here to the time of Beis HaMikdash Sheni. And during the time of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the office of the Kohen Gadol was somewhat corrupted. It was corrupted that it was bought that people, the Kohanim Gadolim, bought their way into the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, Shnois Rishoyim Tikotzarna, that the Kohanim Gadolim would die. In fact, the Gemara says that in the 420 years that there was, that the second Beis HaMikdash stood, there were about 300 Kohanim. So this was unfortunately a very common occurrence that a Kohen Gadol should pass away. And it became a strain on the community, and they said it should come from the Yarshim. So I saw that the Sfasemis asks, the Ar Sameach asks a Gvaldige question. He says, if we say, as it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, that the obligation to bring the Mechas Chavitim when the Kohen Gadol dies is on the Yarshim, it's a Din Daraisa. So that's the Din Daraisa, that the Yarshim should bring it. But if, as we're learning now, Mid Daraisa, Rav Shimon is saying, it should come from the Tzibur. It's only the Rabbanon who said that it should come from the Yarshim. Ask the Mefarshim, how could the Rabbanon say that, ask the Arsmeich, how could the Rabbanon say that the Yarshim should bring it? Why are we not to be concerned, they ask, that the Yarshim are Einanim? And the halacha is, that an oinon is not allowed to bring a carbon. So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz, and this terutz is a terutz that the Sfas Emes works with as well, and helping us understand the sugya, is they're not bringing it on their own behalf, they're giving it over to the tzibur. And since they're giving it over to the tzibur, there is no concern that they're bringing a carbon when they're oinon. Another terutz, along the same lines, is that they're not bringing it on their own behalf. They're bringing it on behalf of their father who passed away. And since they're bringing it on behalf of their father who passed away, there is no issue that Oinon may not bring a carbon. A third teretz, which is a very relevant teretz, l'aloch l'maisa, is when is there a din that an Oinon we know doesn't do mitzvahs? Is when somebody's an Oinon, he doesn't do mitzvahs, but he'll do the mitzvah after he's no longer an oinonim. However, if somebody, by not doing the mitzvah now, will not have the opportunity to do the mitzvah later, there we don't say that oinonim don't do a mitzvah. And that's the situation over here. This oinon, if we're not going to bring the chavite kohen gadol today, won't be able to bring it tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own obligation. There the halacha is that oinon still brings, does mitzvahs. Where is it relevant? It's relevant by Svira. The question comes up, if Rahman Slant, somebody's an Oinon, becomes an onion during the Sfira. And if till the Levaya happens, the night will end, then he won't be able to make the bracha. Should he make a bracha on the Sfira or not? It could well be, based on this explanation, that since it's a mitzvah that we can't make up, even though he's an onion, he should say the Sfira. The question is, what about tefillin? So first we say tefillin is different, because as we've learned in our Masechta, tefillin are called a pe'er, and a pe'er is something that an onion should not put on. So again, the Gemara says, this explanation, midaraisa came from the tzibur. However, keeping the cause of the mitcha lishka, they saw that it was a strain on the lishka, tekinu del gavim yarsha, they should take it from the yarsha. However, keeping the cause of the kapasha, but once they saw that the yarshim weren't paying, they went back to the Raisa of the Gedin that the Lishka should pay for it. So the Gemara continues with mentioning another Takana that's mentioned in Masechta Shkolim. And as Mefarshim explained, even though we're not learning Masechta Shkolim today, these halakas are being mentioned. This one is mentioned because also here too we see that it's a two-staged Gzeira. So they made a gzera that regarding the paraduma, that its ashes should not be subject to mila. Ask the Gemara, but that din is a deraisahi. The Tanya, the pasuk says, chatashi melamed shemayalimba, that in the paraduma there is mila. Ask Pesach, why do I need a pasuk to teach us that there's mila in the paraduma? Isn't paraduma kachet by the kabayis? And by all kachet by the kabayis, there is mila. So Tosfos answers that usually by mila, the halacha is ein moyel achamoyel. If somebody did mila once, the item no longer is subject to mila. Here the halacha will be yesh mila achamila. So as Emma says, that we would think that the paraduma is not even kachet by the kabayis. It's only like a mikvah that serves to imitar klal yisrael. That's why we need a pasuk that there is me'ila by the paraduma. Another teretz that I saw is that the nafka mina it would be who gets. We know that when somebody is moil, he has to pay keren v'chaymish, and the question is who would get the keren v'chaymish? Because by kachet by the kabayis, that money goes to the bed kabayis, and by kachet mizbeach, the Gemara Masech the Mila discusses. It goes for Ketoris, or it goes for Nidvas Tzibur, and we're learning here that it should be treated like Kotche Mizbeach. Well, he continues the Pasuk to teach us, Bo Ma'alim, there's Me'ila in the Parah Aduma, but Afra, E Ma'alim, but there is no Me'ila in the Afer. So the question is, why do we need the Takana to tell us that there is no Mi'ila in Para and the Afer? We already know this from the Pasuk. Ask the Sfasemis. How could we even have Mi'ila? How could the Rabbanan say that something that's subject to Mi'ila is not subject to Mi'ila Midrabbanan? If it's Mi'ila Midaraisa, how could the Rabbanan say that there is no Mi'ila? Answers the Sfasemis. That all the Rabbanim would say is that you don't have to bring a carbon, which we know the Rabbanim have the ability to do that because that's Shabbat Taisa. But certainly they can't say something which is subject to Me'ila is not subject to Me'ila. But again, the Gemara's question is, how could the Rabbanim say, why do we need the Rabbanim to say there was no Me'ila? Isn't this a pasuk? To which the Gemara answers, Amar Vashi Shteta Kanas Havoi. There were two stages. The Raisa, as we just learned, Ba Ma'alim, Ba from Me'im Ma'alim. There was no Me'ila in the Afer. Asks the Tosfos, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that there's no Me'ila in the Afer? Of course there's no Me'ila in the Afer. There's never Me'ila once it's burnt. So Tosfos says two terutzim. One terutz, Tosfos says, is where is there no halacha a Me'ila by Afer, where there is no specific halacha that the item should be burnt. Here there's a din that this should be burnt. So since there's a din that this should be burnt, that's the mitzvah, and that's why we would think that the Afer is subject to Me'ila. Moreover, Tosfos says another teretz, that since the Afer is what's used for the mitzvah, that's why I would think that even though normally Afer is not subject to Me'ila, this Afer maybe is subject to Mi'ila. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us that there is no Mi'ila in the Afer. However, Kim the Chazda comes out of what happened was people weren't treating the Afer Para with the proper respect. Because Abdiminai Lamakasim, they would use it to put on their wounds. And as the Mefarshim point out, even though putting on Afer on a wound normally is a question of a tattoo, here it's not considered make a tattoo if it's only there to be used to heal a wound. And the Brisker Rav also explains, it was a very practical concern that they had. Since we know that the Afer Parah was extremely expensive and a very scarce item, they were using it off for this and they didn't have it available for what they needed it. So that's when the Rabbanim saw the Kosba Me'ila. The Rabbanim made a Gzera Me'ila. However, Kim the Chazer the Kaparsh Mesavik Hazaz, if there was a situation where there's a question of Tumah, and should they or should they not make a Hazar, because they had a concern that if they would use it when they're not supposed to use it, they would be over Me'ila, they, people were doing Hazar in a situation where they ought to, where they maybe should have. And like the Achronim explained, it's considered Me'ila. It's considered that you're having Hanah, because they used it in the summer, where pouring water on somebody is considered an enjoyment. So they took Mo'ad the Raisa, they came back to the original rule. The Mefarshim point out that there's a very interesting question, how do we look at this Gemara? Do we look at this Gemara that there were, that they, there was only one rule? Originally, there was a Deraisa, then there was a Derabonin, and then we came back to the original Deraisa. That's how our Gemara seems to be to read. The Yerushalmi seems to understand that there was a new Takana. The original Takana was that it should be subject to Me'ilah. Then they made a new a whole new Takana that it's not subject to Me'ilah at all. What's the Nafkamina, explained the Achroinim, between the Bavli and Yerushalmi? There's a very big nafkamina. If we say that there was a takana, so we know the rule is that you can't be mevatel at takana bezdin unless you're greater in the bezdin than chachma minyan. So if now we have a second takana, only a greater bezdin will be able to nullify that takana. But if we don't say that it was a takana here, then that concern wouldn't be here. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbon, Parham Dovash Tzibur. We've learned many times, we learned the halacha is that if Bezdin issues an erroneous psak in on a rule which b'mezid there's a chiyuv karis, b'shogig there's a chiyuv chatas, they have to bring a parham davis or tzivar. Or sira avodas kachavim, which is brought if that ruling was regarding avodah zarah. The Mefarshim point out, why is the par called B'Loshin Yochid and the Sar B'Loshin Rabim? So one teretz I saw is because there are more kabbonis that come from Seirim than from Parim. Another teretz is that the par Helm Dovish Atzibur, there is a case where there's only one par brought. That is when a Kohen Gadol, we learned from Sefer Harius, makes a mistake, that he has to bring one par. The Seirim are always brought each shavit. So the question is, who pays for it? Who pays for this carbon when it has to be brought? B'tchilim Adon Lehen De Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an entire new collection is made. Rav Shimon Omer, Metrumas Alishka Abon. The concept of Metrumas Alishka, they had the Lishka with a Machs HaShekel that everybody gave every year. The money of that Machs HaShekel, the Gemara Masech Tishkolim discusses it, and that's where, from where this money came. Ask for these kabbonis. Ask the Marvatani, but have we not learned the Braisa that Chess says the opposite, the opinions of Yudav Shimon? And therefore ask the Gemara, Haimin Ayachrita, which is the later Braisa? Because as the Rishonim explain, whichever is the later Braisa is the more authoritative Braisa. And we want to know which is truly the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a rule throughout Shas that when we have a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amru Rabbana Kamei Rav Ashi. This question was said to Rav Ashi, and he suggested, Lema Kamai Sachrita, that the first Braisa is the later Braisa. Because the Shemir of Shimon, the Chesh of Shia. Rav Shimon is the one, the Omer in the first Braisa that says it came from the Lishka. Why does he not want to make a new collection? Because Rav Shimon is concerned that people will not give. Just like we saw in our Gemara at the beginning of the year, that he's the one that's concerned that they're not going to, that the Yoshim will not be the ones to pay for the Kohen Gadol, the Chavitin. So that's why he says, give it from Trumas Alishka. So we see, isn't that the opinion of Shimon that he's Choshish for Pshia? Amalei Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, these two subjects are not the same. A field time of Asraisa Chrita. We can make an argument that the second Braisa is the later Braisa. Because Kikah Chayash of Shimon Pshia, when is Shimon concerned about Pshia? The most of the last Kapara of Gavah, where they have no personal Kapara. We're telling these Yarshim to bring a Kapara for their father, where they don't have any personal vested interest. However, the most of the Islu Kapara Begavah, in our case, where they have a personal interest, because they need a Kapara, Rav Shimon will not be concerned about Pshia. So we asked him, I might have a lot. So now we need to know, which is the more authoritative Braisa? Amle Rav Zutel Rav Ashi, Toshma, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, as Kabani Lach Milishai, Reich Nechoyach, Tishmeru, Lahakrav Li, B'mayadon. The Rabbis, says the Braisa, Parham Dov Shatzibur, the Sirev Kachovim, Shabbat Mitrumas Alishka de Rav Shimon. So we see in this Braisa that it's clearly the opinion of Shimon that it comes from Trumas Alishka. So that's a proof that the first Braisa is the more authoritative Braisa, and it's Rav Shimon that holds it comes from the Lishka, and it's Rav Yehuda's opinion that it came from a new special collection. However, I saw the Brisker Rav makes a very interesting point. He says, so we have really two ways of understanding the opinion of Rav Shimon. One is because the original Havamina was because he's Choshish L'Pshia, he's Choshish that if we're going to make a collection, people won't donate. And the second explanation is the explanation that we just learned, that Rav Shimon's opinion is based on a pasuk. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? Says the Brisker Rav, what will be the halacha if there will be an individual or individuals who want to donate the Parhel Mdavish of Tzibur on behalf of the entire community? According to the first approach, Rav Shimon says, we'll take it from them. It's only because we're Choshish L'Pshia that we take it from the tzibur. But if there's an individual who's going to want to pay, we'll certainly be happy to take it from him. But according to the maskona, where it's a pasuk in the Torah that teaches us specifically that we have to take these funds from the Trumas HaLishka, so then we can't take it from the individual because the money has to come out of the Trumas HaLishka. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Vishleim HaHosekreva. So just to review, as we learned in the Mishnah, and as we've been discussing in today's shiur, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, if the Kohen Gadol passes away, until a new Kohen Gadol is appointed, from where does the funding for the Chavitim come from? Either from the Tzibur or from the Yarshim. And then the Mishnah ended with the words, V'shleima ha'isakreva. It came whole. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi bar Abba. By Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan tries to understand what does the Mishnah mean when it says Shleim HaYisakreva. It doesn't mean Shleim HaShakras, B'Shleim Ben Abayim. Or Dilma, Shleim HaShakras, B'Tel Ben Abayim. So I saw that doesn't mean there were two whole. Normally the Mechaz Chavitim is brought when he's Sorin, half an Sorin in the morning, and half a Sorin in the evening. Here do we say it was a holy Sorin in the morning, a holy Sorin in the evening, or only one holy sun in the morning and nothing in the afternoon. And I saw that the Chronim explained the Gemara's question as follows. How do we look at this Karvan Minchas Chavitim? Do we look at this Karvan Minchas Chavitim, they say, as two separate mitzvahs? So if they're two separate mitzvahs, of course you're going to have to bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The only difference is that the Kohen Gadol brings a half a sun at a time, and they have to bring, under this circumstance, a holy sun at a time. But another way of understanding the Gemara, suggests Achronim, is that it's really only one mitzvah. Just by the Kohen Gadol, he was told to do this mitzvah. Which way? Bring half in the morning and half in the afternoon.
the Yarshim or the Tzibur do this one mitzvah at one time, just bringing it only in the morning. Amar Rav Tashma. Shmini b'chavitim. The Mishnah Masechet Tamid discusses that there were lots gyros done every day to determine who should do different parts of the avodah. The eighth kohen was the one that carried up the chavitim up to the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, "Vim is the betel ben habayim." If we're saying that when the kohen gadol passes away, and in the interim period where the chavitim are coming from the tzibur or the yarshim, there is no chavitim, hazinim to la mashkach l'shmini b'chavitim. The Mishnah there says that the eighth kohen is the one that carries up the chavitim, but the way we're learning now, it won't always be that they carry, that they have such an individual. When hey chidami, the mitzvah kohen gadol v'laminach tachtov, and yet it says that there's an eighth person always doing this. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Tamei Rabbi Yirmiya. When this was set, when this rai was set for Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar he said, Bavloi tapshoi, the bavloim are foolish people. Mishum the yasvi ba'asur the chashuki, because they live in a dark place. Amrei shmatz the machashkin, they say dark things. They say things that don't make sense. Why is Babel called a dark place? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that Babel was a valley, and because it was a valley, it was a place that was dark. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says the difference between the Talmid Chachamim and Babel versus the Talmid Chachamim at Yisrael, where the Talmid Chachamim at Yisrael would discuss halacha with each other, whereas the Talmid Chachamim and Babel didn't have that characteristic, and therefore they weren't such great Talmid Chachamim, because he makes the following point. Elder Tani, let's learn that Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shvi B'Soilus, the seventh Kayin was the one that carried up the flour for the Michas Nesachim that came up with the Tamid. The Tshi was the one that carried the wine. Hachinami, the Lord Batli, isn't there a situation that they won't do the Avodah? Because doesn't the Pasuk say, and we learned this in our Perek, Mechasim Neskeim B'Layla, Mechasim Neskeim Filimacha, the Karban Michas Nesachim doesn't necessarily always have to come along with the Karban Tamid. So we see so that their jobs aren't also always going to happen. How must we understand the Mishnah? El of the E, the Mishnah is like Tani. The Mishnah is not speaking about unusual cases. The usual case is that the Mechas Nesachim comes along with the Karban Tamid, and that's why there's a need for the seventh and ninth kain that we just identified. And similarly, there's a kain gobble, and there's a need for the eighth kain to carry up its chavitim. Hachinami, do you like Tani? The Mishnah is speaking about the usual situation, not the unusual situation. Ask the Sfasemis, how can we compare the two situations? Yes, we're learning that the Michas Nesachim don't have to come that day. But if they don't come that day, they'll come the next day. And these individuals will have a chance to do their Avodah. But if we're learning now that if the Kohen Gadol passed away, there is no Chavitim in the afternoon, that will never be made up. Says the Sfasemis, that included in the Gemara's question is not only that the Michas Nesachim do not necessarily have to come on the day that the Karban is brought, but the halacha is that if the Michas Nesachim are entirely omitted, the Karban is kosher anyway. So we see that the Michas Nesachim are not absolutely necessary. Just what is the Gemara saying? That it's not the usual case. The simile, the case of the Kohen Gadol not being here, is not the usual case. Hadru kamei de Rava. So they told Rava what Rabbi Yirmiya said about the Bavloim. Amr, we bestow us on Amr Kamayim. We said over to Rabbi Yirmiya was repeated a halacha from the Bavloim, which is not such a great halacha. They didn't repeat to him a good halacha that was said in Bavel. If he would have said to him a nice shtickle Torah from Bavel, he perhaps would have had a better impression of the Bavloim. However, says the Gemara Hadav and Rava, afterwards Rava said, Hanami Tavosadhi. Actually, this halacha is also correct. Because the Pasuk says, Amakra, Soilus Mincha Tamid, Harela to Michas Tamidim. The Torah compares the Chavitim to the Michas Tamid, just like the Michas Tamid comes every day, in the morning and the afternoon. And again, as we learn our Sugya, because the Michas Tamid we've learned is certainly considered two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah of the morning, a mitzvah in the afternoon. So too should we view the Chavitim as two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah in the morning and a mitzvah in the afternoon, and therefore they are always brought even when the Kohen Gadol is not here, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And indeed, says the Gemara, "My have halacha. What's the halacha?" Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Tashma b'Tanya Shleim Shachos Shleim Venavayim. When the Kohen Gadol is not here, the Kohen Minchas Chavitim is made up of an Isarin, an entire Isarin in the morning, an entire Isarin in the afternoon. Amar of Yosef, Pliga by Abi Yosef ben Destoy v'Rabbanim. That we have the following machlokes. Abba Yosef ben Destoy Omer Masr Shlo Shnei Kamatzim Shlevayim. We know with the Chavitim come along with Levayim. The question is how much Levayim. So Abi Yosef says two Kamatzim, a Kamatz in the Shacharis and a Kamatz in the Baron Bayim. This is talking about a regular situation where the Kohen Gadol is bringing a Isarin half in the morning and half in the afternoon. It says Abi Yosef, he brings along an entire Kamatz Levayim in the morning and an entire Kamatz Levayim in the afternoon. Rabbanan and Amri, the Rabbanan disagree. Mafesh lo Kamatz Echad, only one Kamatz is taken. Chati Kamatz Shacharis, the Chati Kamatz Bein Abayim. It's a half in the morning and half in the afternoon. But my Kamatzli, ask them, what are the bases? Abi Yosef ben Destoy Sover, lo Ashkel Chati Kamatz Tekar. We never find a situation that you bring less than a whole Kamatz. So here too, you have to bring a whole Kamatz in the morning, a whole Kamatz. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a whole Kamatz in the morning, a whole Kamatz in the afternoon. Rabbanan Sabri, Lashkon, Isar and the Boy Shnei Kamatzim. We don't ever find a situation that you bring an Isarin that you need more than two Kamatzim, one Kamatz. And here, since in totality you have only one Isarin, that's why you only need one Kamatz. The Mefarshim asked, just like, what? How do we understand Abi Yosef saying that you don't bring a Chatzi Kamatz? But also you don't usually bring a Chatzi Isarin. So just like you don't use, so how can you bring, so this is obviously a unique situation. To which the Sfasemis answers, that yes, we find that you bring less than an Isarin. Because by every carbon mincha, as we've been learning, you only bring a kaimitz of the carbon mincha on the Mizbeach. So bringing less than an Isarin of flour is certainly not a unique situation. Mefarshim go on to explain that perhaps the machloikis, the longest of the machloikis between Abi Yosef and Rabbanan, is what we discussed a moment ago. How do we view the Karban Mincha of the Kohen Gadol? Do we view it as two separate Kabbanas? Abi Yosef's opinion. And since it's two separate Kabbanas, each Karban requires its own climates. Or is it one Karban just brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon, and therefore one climates for both Kabbanas is adequate? Ask Nag Marbar of Yosef, Kohen Gadol Shemes Filamino Achatachtov. In the situation that we've been discussing, where the Kohen Gadol passed away, and they have not yet appointed a new Kohen. Where the halacha, as we just finished learning in the previous piece of Gemara, is that we bring a holy Isarin in the morning and a holy Isarin in the afternoon, either by the Yorshim or by the Tzar Tzibra. What will be the opinion of the Rabbanan under those situations? The Rabbanan Hukbal of an Isarin, will the Rabbanan then agree that to each of these kabbanas, the Isar in the morning and the Isar afternoon, a whole kaimitz is brought, Oloi. Or they still maintain a half a kaimitz of Levayin in the morning and half a kaimitz of Levayin in the afternoon. And the Gemara explains its question. Mi aminim, mitar shahukba salta, hukba lovanasa. Do we say that just like the soilus, not as a whole Isar in the morning, so there should be a whole kaimitz of Levayin as well? Adilma, mai the goli goli, mai the loy goli loy goli. The Torah indeed says that in this situation, don't just bring a chatzi sarin, bring a holy sarin in the morning, a holy sarin in the afternoon, but that's only regarding the flour. But regarding the kaimitz, it remains the same, and the opinion, the Rabbanan will continue holding a half a kaimitz in the morning, a half a kaimitz in the afternoon. And again, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question, do we understand that the kaimitz is connected to the flour? And whenever there's an Isarin of flour, you need a kaimitz of Levayna. Or is the Levayna connected to the Karban Mincha? And this is a Karban Mincha, where according to Rabbanon, the halacha is, you only bring a half a kaimitz, not a whole kaimitz. Furthermore, ask the Gemara, the Shemen, that we know we discussed yesterday, that oil, three loigen of oil came along with the Minchas Chavitim, Bein Lava Yosef, Bein Destoy, Bein Abonim Mahu. Will there be three loigen or six loigen? because there's double the amount of flour. On Rav Tashma, Chamisha Kamatzim Hay. Mishnah we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Daf Kovavim Mitzvashem, enumerates five situations where somebody has to bring a kindness. If somebody says, he's going to bring Levina, he has to bring at least the kaimitz. If somebody brings, donates a mincha, he has to bring longer kaimitz. If somebody brings a kaimitz outside the Azara, to be chayiv, he has to be a kaimitz, to be chayiv karis. And the two spoons that were put on the shulchan, each contained a kaimitz Levina. Then Isra, says the Gemara, if the halacha is, as we're learning now, that in these circumstances where the kain gadol dies, you bring a kaimitz of levaina, zim lemishkach l'shiva, you have two more. A kaimitz in the morning, a kaimitz afternoon. And says the Gemara, that isn't a question, because as we've been learning, this is an unusual circumstance. The lifetime, we're not focused on unusual circumstances. Says the Gemara, Yasra Rapapa kamalo hashmatza. Rapapa was saying over this halacha, Amle Rav Yosef v'shmai Rapapa, b'mala b'chaimitz b'chutz. One of the cases that we just mentioned in that Mishnah is if somebody brought a chaimitz outside the Azara, which is also unusual. Not only is it unusual, it's illegal. It's a chiv karas viktani. So this isn't a raya. So therefore, ask the Gemara, may have a law. What is the halacha? Om Rav Nachma Yitzchok, Toshma, the Tanya, Kohen Gadol Shemeis, Filamino Achatachtov, Shleim Meshachas, Shleim Ben Abayim, as we've been learning. Om Mafishlo Shnei Kamotzim, we put two Kamotzim, Kaimitz Shachritz, Kaimitz Ben Abayim, or Mavishla Shlosh Slugim, and furthermore there's only Shlosh Slugim oil brought, Loyu Machza Shachritz, Vloyu Machza Ben Abayim. Now Rav Nachman Yitzchok makes this point. Man, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Ilay Mirabonon, Mashna Levinosa Dohokbala, why would they hold that the Levina, that even though normally only a half of Kaimitz Levina is brought, here a whole Levina is brought, or Mashna Shnamna Dohokbala, why is the oil not double? Ella, it must be following the opinion of Yosef ben Espoyi. Doma, Chavita Kohen Gadol ba'Alma. That normally, the Kohen Gadol's Chavitim require Shnei Kamatzim Bayit. It requires a Kaimitz, or Levina, and that remains the same, not only when it's brought half Yisarin, half Yisarin, but even when it's an Yisarin and a Yisarin, the Levina remains the same, a Kaimitz for each one, and the Levina lahokbala, the Levina is not enlarged, even though the flower is enlarged. And similarly, the shemen he holds loy hukpo. And says the Gemara, umid the shemen l'Abba ben Yossi, the story loy hukpo, just like we see clearly that according to Rabbi ben Yossi, he, even though we're bringing more flour, the shemen remains the same, it will be the opinion of the Rabbonon, the Levonon l'sham, the Rabbonon, nami loy hukpo, will not be enlarged, it will remain a half a kaimitz levina. In the morning, half a kaimitz levina, and three loigim is shemen, a loig a half in the morning, a loig in the afternoon, according to Rabbanan, even under this circumstance. Amr Rav Yochanan, says Rav Yochanan, halacha Abi Yosef ben Nistoi. Halacha is like Abi Yosef ben Nistoi. Ask the Gemara, mi Amr Rav Yochanan haki? Is that the opinion of Rav Yochanan? V'Amr Rav Yochanan halacha is that Mishnah, but Tanan Chamishi Kamat Mein, and we said before that Mishnah is a raya. Then we say that Mishnah is a raya, that there is no kaimitz brought along, it's only a half a kaimitz. Because if it was a whole kaimitz, these two kamatzim should be mentioned in that Mishnah as well. Answer the Gemara, Amaroyim the only with the Rav Yochanan, Machloikis Amaroyim, what Rav Yochanan said. So Tysus ends the parak with asking the question, why do we have to say that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan? Isn't this halacha sol Mashiach? Unfortunately, we don't bring carbon mincha nowadays. So the number of terutz given in the Rishonim to this question. One terutz is that the Gemara only uses the words Hilchos L'Mashicha when we're referring to some, that why we're mentioning a halacha which isn't relevant b'zman hazeh, when we're talking about something having been done the wrong way. Here nothing is being done wrong, there is no Isra involved. There the Gemara doesn't ask Hilchos L'Mashicha. One terutz. Another terutz that I saw the Mefarshim suggest in the Chaim speaks about this in the Lakutei Halakas. We don't say Hilchos L'Mashicha, say the Mefarshim. We don't follow that point. We actually do pass in Halakha for what in Kachin. Why? So Chavetz Chaim says, because we know that the Gemara says,
We've learned the Gemara ourselves many times that drosh v'kabel schar, that kol oisik the Torah's oyla, whoever learned Kabbalas, kil hikra of oyla. So knowing the halacha of kachshim, says the Chafetz Chaim, is not hilchos l'mashiach. It's relevant even b'zman hazeh. Why is it relevant b'zman hazeh? Because we're going to get schar because by learning the halachas, and we have to know what is the proper halacha, we get schar as if we actually brought a carbon. Another teretz that the Mefarshim give along the same line is that we know there's a question, we've discussed this question, if kabbonis may be brought b'zman hazeh. And it really hinges on the question of kitchen rishon and kitchen l'shata, the kitchen l'asalavai. Does the original kedusha remain? And it is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, the kitchen rishon and kitchen l'shata, kitchen l'asalavai, that the original kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash remain. If that original kedusha remains, kabbonis may be brought. If kabbonis may be brought, we need it's not hilchos l'mashiach because we're allowed to bring kabbonis. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggests why this is not considered Hilchos HaMashiach is because the Gemara here is trying to show that even though Hilchos HaMashiach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is not a contradiction to the concept of Hilchos HaMashiach, because it is relevant to know what the halach, that there could be a machlokes amaroyim, what is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Hanun loch hatcheles. Thank you.